and by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Your next piece of equipment is on MachineryPete.com. Search equipment from dealerships across the country to find what you're looking for. Only on MachineryPete.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you were with us this morning. Great conversation there with Todd Horwitz, Davis. That was
a lot of horse sense right there.
Absolutely. And self-inflicted wounds, I think, is what we're talking about in many cases. And overextending efforts and so on. And you know, when that happens, you get too far out on a limb and some bad things can happen. So anyway, you know, we have talked for years about the ongoing drought out west in California and in other areas of the West, and now all of a sudden we've got that atmospheric river opened up, and it's bringing huge amounts of precipitation into California.
Again.
And so it's talk about curing a drought with a flood. That is exactly what is happening out in California. Kevin Abernathy is the general manager for Milk Producers Council. Milk Producers Council, by the way, nonprofit organization representing dairy families throughout California. Kevin joins us right now. Kevin, welcome to AgriTalk.
Well, good morning, Chip. Glad to be here.
Glad that you are here. What's the latest situation, Kevin? How are your members handling all the water?
Well, Chip, I appreciate the question. I probably just start by saying, you know, I am never more amazed and humbled at the triage that California dairy families do when we come across crises like this. It is absolutely, I mean, God is good. It is just amazing, the collaboration It's Katie barred the door. Here we come. You know, our first responders, from, you know, our ag commissioners to our board of supervisors, to our elected sheriffs and staff and Cal OES and Cal Fire. It has just been an amazing exercise and learning experience triaging this as we move forward.
Yeah, it's amazing what everything that's happening. What's the biggest issues that we're dealing with? Is it feed, getting feed to the animals, getting milk away from the dairies, mortality of the herds? What's happening?
Well, it's all of the above. Thus far, the mortality has not been an issue.
Good.
And I guess it's, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Basically one bite at a time. And I can give you some examples of the folks that I've been triaging with, you know, over the past 48 hours. You know, I think one thing that folks need to take into consideration is yesterday morning, you know, we were looking at having to relocate 13,500 noses, and that's from one dairy.
Okay. Jeez.
That's a staggering number.
Yeah,
we have basically brought in construction companies and equipment on the site. We've built 5 to 8 foot moats around facilities, trying to protect the CAFO portions. Give you some numbers. I mean, yesterday, and remind you, this is just on one dairy farm, and I'll use the term complexes. This is one dairy family that actually is milking about 15 to 20,000 cows in this neighborhood. That's only milk cows, not including support stock, so double the number.
Right.
But, you know, yesterday morning we moved about 3,500 tons, or about 3,500 heifers off of a feedlot, thousands of tons of hay. I mean, 27 truckloads, commodities, moving that feed out of the impacted areas to areas that we were relocating animals to. This farm has over 3,000 acres of their winter forage wheat crop that's currently underwater. Mm. This is going this is going to be one of those scenarios that we haven't had to experience this since the mid-80s, and we didn't have the dairy population in the Tulare and Kings Basin at that point. So we are fighting fire with a lot of water, and we are we're learning as we go.
Okay. You know, you've used the word triage a couple of times in this, and I mean it's an all out effort, and you got to make adjustments on the fly to get this stuff done. But the operators also have to be thinking longer term. What's life going to look like after the flooding and the issues that we're dealing with? And they need to keep track and document all of their expenses, all of their losses. Keep track of that stuff now, because it's going to help them later, right?
Well, that's a key component. And quite frankly, when you're in the middle of fighting the fire, you're really not thinking about all the details. But I can tell you that as far as we were able to really quickly last week get under Governor Newsom's declaration of emergency, and then quickly with Secretary Vilsack up to President Biden on their declarations of emergency, and then backstopping that at the local level with our county board of supervisors. That starts the process with our ag commissioners engaged, getting rallying resources through the ag commissioner's office and so forth to actually go out and start assessing what we, you know, the scope and brevity of this as we move forward is going to be an undertaking of itself. But the key point, Chip, about your comment is the fact that we can't move from a declaration of emergency to a declaration of disaster until the county can economically substantiate the losses. And they are going to be in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. Right. So a lot of work still has to be done out there. Very quickly, Kevin, what do you need the most of right now?
What do we need the most of right now? It's a tough question, because this is such a broad faceted crisis.
Yeah,
we need water to recede rather than increase. That would be first. Secondly, we need to shore up the breaches and so forth, and we need to protect our cows, and we need to protect people.
Kevin, good luck to you. Good luck to all the people out there in California and that are dealing with these floods. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chip. Keep sending your prayers our way.
You bet we will. Kevin Abernathy, General Manager, Milk Producers Council. We've got Angie Setzer this afternoon on AgriTalk.